I have been raising the issue of St Mary's for the last 3 years. And of course, about 12 months ago, contractors were invited to submit expressions of interest. That took months to decide on which contractors would qualify. And I understand that's now been whittled down to six. So therefore, there is absolutely no reason for delay in inviting these contractors to submit a tender. I believe the reason for many of the delays is because of the overexpenditure in other government departments. Now, I would expect that the minister should respond to my challenge and to accommodate the parents, the children and the teachers of this school that is prone to flooding. Planning permission was applied for in 2011. It ran out in 2017. It was extended to 2022. So there is a lead-in time, and I'm just concerned that if the school is not built in the next few years, we could be in difficulties with planning. So therefore, there's an absolute responsibility on the Minister, Éadan Ghalman, to give the necessary approval and ensure that progress can be made.
And indeed, money has already been spent on the project to get to this stage, so it would effectively be a waste of money if it isn't up before 2022.
I would hope that it is, because I remember very well when this school was in the capital plan in Mary Coughlan's time, and when the new government came in, they decided that they would withdraw it from the capital plan, and that put us years. Now it has been resubmitted and hopefully something will happen, but it's not good enough